Okay, this is just another version of the last audio review I did like 5 seconds ago, because I want to see if I can do it better. Anyway, yeah, if you didn't hear the last one, it's an extract from Jerome K. Jerome's Second Thoughts for an Idle Fellow, which is a highly amusing book which I would definitely recommend you read. You can download it on iBooks for free, which is also a bonus. It's quite a small extract, and just amused me so much because what she says at the end, it's the kind of thing that you you say without thinking and then think, oh shit, so I actually said that out loud, whoops, to their face. Anyway, here we go. This is the actual extract. One wonders that fancy dress balls are not more popular in this grey age of ours. The childish instinct to dress up, to make believe, is with us all. We grow so tired of being always ourselves. A tea table discussion at which I once assisted fell into this. Would any one of us, when it came to the point, change with anybody else? The poor man with the millionaire, the governess with the princess, change not only outward circumstances and surroundings, but health and temperament, heart, brain and soul, so that not one mental or physical particle of one's original self one would retain, save only memory. The general opinion was that we would not, but one lady maintained the affirmative. Oh no, you wouldn't really, dear, argued a friend. You think you would. Yes, I would, persisted the first lady. I am tired of myself. I'd even be you for a change.